That's it. Welcome back at the Tamskat Nawa. You're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. Fun wood is Sigaso Yan Egua.
Dallas Muska had it.
This is our favorite part of the program where we get to sing a little bit for you guys. And you know what? You know how we've been doing a little bit of interviews? We should actually get some of our people, because, you know, to sing maybe a song.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Instead of doing interviews with this part, we could tell them, hey, can you sing us a song?
No, that's a wonderful idea, honey. Holy man. Here's to another 2 years. Yep. We just expanded.
I can't believe we've been doing this for 2 years, though. Well, thank you guys for listening. Anyways, this song, I was actually over there at that thing I went to on the Truth and Reconciliation Day.
Oh, in Calgary.
Yeah, I got to speak on a panel about music and reconciliation and all that. And we got to open up a song. And this song is, you know, just a simple song. It talks about, you know, asking the Creator to help us. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll sing a little bit of it. De magin oinan hay nu tawinan hay wetse winan nu tawinan hay de magin oinan hay nu tawinan hey wetse hinan nu tawinan hey de magin oinan hey nu tawinan hey. Stepo ran out of breath.
way to go.
We kind of go back and forth, and then we'll sing a song together. Yep.
So I was kind of thinking of what to sing, and I was kind of thinking of my what I was doing earlier, and I was kind of mimicking a song that I had composed but added different words. So I'm just going to go ahead and sing.
Freestyle it?
Not freestyle this one. I'll sing a song that I had made, and it goes a little something like this here. So Beatek na pekasa winoa. Beatek na pekasa winoa. Na pekasa winoa. Wase kasemo na pekasa winoa. Hello. Hi, ahwe. Eh, we are na pekasa winoa. Beatek na pekasa winoa. Na pekasa winoa. Wase kasemo na pekasa winoa. Ha, ha, long. Hi, hey, hey. Eh, we are na pekasa winoa.
That's one of my favorite songs to sing.
It is. And it's a song that I actually composed thinking of Mr. Louis Lapitac, a war veteran. He's 82 years old.
From Onijik Skoponik. Yeah. We have to do some shout outs.
Yeah. Every time I see him, he still plays hockey, honey. And he plays in the Old Timers League, right? And he's always there. And he always says, Astam. He always calls me Ingus. So I go say, and he says, sing that song, the song. As I say, I made it for him. And I did, you know, because thinking of him. And I composed that song when he would come to Goodfish Lake. He'd come every time when I was working in Goodfish. He would do the November Day with us. And I said, I'm going to make this guy a song. And I just sat there. And as he came in, I sang that for him, right? So, yeah. So, Louis Lapp, you're my.
And yeah, we should dedicate that to all of our Napegasawinawak, all of our warriors out there, you know, people who have served in the military or not and stuff like that. That was really actually cool. We have a lot of Indigenous veterans. You know, it'd be cool to interview some of them for next month, you know, when we have Remembrance Day. Or what do you call it? Novemberance Day?
Novemberance Day.
November and Stay Chi.
November and Stay. What did I call it? Is that?
That's actually pretty catchy and it makes sense. Yeah, November and Remember and Stay is in November. Yeah. November and Stay. Yeah.
November and Stay, man, on the 11th of every year. So, no, that's a good idea. We got some great ideas. So, going back to our singing, I'm sure there's people. Oh, just go ahead.
I want you to say, you know, speaking of that, though, it's my birthday's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Very soon on October 9th. And I know by that time we won't have a new show out. So, maybe it'd be nice if, you know, since you like to sing happy birthday all the time, sing happy birthday for me. Not like that.
Want me to sing it real passionate?
Never mind.
I'll sing it. Okay, here we go.
Happy birthday to me.
Miotapska. Miotipska.
What you get for messing around all the time.
Miotipska. Miotipska. Isagitin. Nitiwagan. You didn't realize I've been calling you a Nitiwagan. I'm not even calling you a Nitiwagan.
I'm just used to it. Well, I just roll with it. Everybody, you know, I just roll with it. That's the rule with you.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, ah, oh. Hey, ah, hey, ah, hey, oh, ah, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Ne we te toa, ke ta wa wa pa te. Happy birthday to you. Hey, oh, hey, happy birthday to you. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Miotipska.
Happy birthday to all of our people who have birthdays this week, right into next week. So that was for not just me, but for all of us.
Moinia, kia no ka kio aisino, miotipska.
You know, as we get closer, and it is October now. So I think it would be really cool. We did a really cool episode a while ago about like some spooky things or, you know, creature names and, you know, the word for Halloween, Tipagi Sigaw. Stay tuned because I think it would be really cool to touch on those subjects again.
I was just thinking about last year that when I did that,
or something like that. Well, we have a TikTok like that where Dallas, he was Freddy Krueger. If Freddy Krueger was Cree and he did that. Man, that was funny. No, we should share that. Yeah, I got to find it, though. We'll share it on our next episode.
But mind you, we could create another one there. We should do something like where I'm chasing you in Korea. Ask them! Or something
They have funny ones like that. You guys got to check them out. You know, if you are, you know, technically inclined or you do have something like TikTok, make sure you go check out Cree Syllabics Designs. They've still been posting videos. One thing I like about their videos is that they share it in English and translation and Cree writing on there too, so you understand what's being said. A lot of the stuff that they do are videos, you know, from YouTube or interviews. I really enjoy that page. You guys got to go check them out. But speaking of that, I really wanted to share a little bit of this video. One of the more recent videos, it's from Isabel Arcand. She talks about the importance of language. And I'm going to play it for you guys just to give you guys a little bit of context of the kind of stuff you could see. I do believe you could find this interview on YouTube. I know that because somebody used it in our class the other day, but check it out. Here's a little bit of it.
Ha, kia no maka ni hiawia. Kakiokanihio piksuja mettonim steik tihti nomen karki tuhti ja manon kanihio sihtsegiä. Mettonikin tuhti no samoin makaka ja simuja. Muimtonikin tuhti no. Magauja kanihioit. Aamten kamoa tapno. Ken tuhti no. Ego tiktas kista guannoa astio. Ego an mego tako ja suunnut, että se mua ajakeke. Tosim sinu, niin nää weutia pitästä muhtiitsekin.
And what she talks about is that, you know, they take really like pride when they get to go to Cree speaking events. And she said, because when we go here and somebody speaks in a language, they listen and they're quiet and they keep it in their minds and they keep it in their minds so they could teach our children to give them like a brighter future. And I thought that was really cool. But she has a full interview actually on YouTube. This is just a clip from the TikTok video that they translated. You guys check that out. It's actually really cool. But since I shared something, do you have anything you want to share, Dallas?
I'd love to share something. And this is from the same TikTok from, his name is the Sisigis.
It's not from the same, that, but the TikTok I played was from Cree Syllabics Designs.
Oh yeah, Cree Syllabics.
Sisigis.
Yeah, and he's a real funny comedian actually with the language. And I have something that I'd like to share too that helps me retain the language as well. So here I go.
Is it humorous?
It's humorous, really humorous.
Okay, what did he say in there?
Well, he said nephew, quit doing crazy things, you might go blind. And then he looks at his nephew, and his nephew says, I'm over here to the right, uncle. You're looking at the wrong direction.
That is funny.
It is real funny.
But again, we're telling you, TikTok is an awesome resource, and it's not
blowing
hard.
Up. It's blowing up.
There's lots of good stuff on there, humorous stuff. There's things you can learn off of, and I really like that. But I know we have only a few minutes left, and we still want to play a song for you guys. With that, we'll say our three phrases that we like to leave with you guys, and encouragement for all of you people out there who find it in your hearts to retain and learn our language. And that's agame mo kaipu me egua gaini beusit. We always like to stress the gaini beusit, the don't be shy, because that's a big part of it. We don't want anybody to feel discouraged, and I think that's important. With that, we'd like to play a song for you. Actually, the song that Dallas chose to play today, it's not actually officially out on anything, but during the pandemic, we had a lot of time on our hands, and Dallas made this round dance song to the Amazing Grace. I wasn't much brought up much around, actually not at all around the church or anything, but this song always, you know, struck a chord with me, and I know it has with you, Dallas, and Abraham. What's his name again?
Thomas Abraham.
Abraham Thomas, our good friend from Utah. He did harmonies on here with us, and it sounded so special. I really hope you guys enjoy it.
sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind.
And that was our take on Amazing Grace. Again, to all of our listeners out there, wherever you may be from, just remember that that spirit of our language is within each and every single one of us. It is up to us to ignite and waken it up. And it is within, it is a part of our genetic memory. It's in our blood. So remember, don't feel discouraged. Don't be shy. And let's, you know, gawe nehiwe, then let's all speak Cree again. Ai hai, we hope you guys enjoyed this week's show. Iksimaga, iksipetama. That's all for the Cree Chatter Hour. We will see you next week.